The role of a non-descending RIJ in squalline longevity put forth by Wiseman 1992 may not adequately explain the longevity of some severe squalines in environments exhibiting low values of 0 to 3 km shear. Other numerical experiments provide evidence that adding shear in a layer above the lowest few kilometers in such a way to yield low gust front relative storm motion may also allow squalines to persist longer than predicted by shear cold pool balance theory. In addition, strong synoptic scale mid-level winds may boost the initiation time and strength of the RIJ. An example would be a cold season prefrontal squalline in the warm sector of a surface extratropical cyclone. Evans and Doswell, 2001, observed numerous cases of derechos without high values of either shear or buoyancy. They did notice a relationship between longevity, mean steering layer winds, and low-level storm relative inflow. The latter relationship is likely due to the fact that derechos move quickly. In addition, strong RIJs may be the result of dynamics beyond that of balancing anvil-level buoyancy with cold pool strength. For example, small amounts of Cape are sufficient to vertically mix strong synoptic scale mid-level winds down to the surface, yielding a strong RIJ-like structure. Therefore, it is important not only to look for high values of low-level shear, but also for the existence of strong deep layer shear and strong convective steering layer flow. As is often the case, the parameter space in which long-lived multi-cell squalines are observed is often much larger than simulations suggest. The RIJ strongly influences the longevity of MCSs, but there are several other very important environmental and storm scale features that modulate how long an MCS will survive, as well as how severe the MCS will become.